FM 96.3 Community Conversation. I'm Wayne, and today we are going to talk about Camp Wapaka 70th anniversary. I'm here with Paul Warshauer, chairman of the reunion group, also known as Big Chief, and Mike Lurie, treasurer of the reunion group, Sachem.
Good morning. Wayne.
Morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Depends what time zone you're in.
Agreed.
All right. Give me a little bit of like the Cliff Note version of what Camp Wapaka is actually all about.
Well, briefly, Wayne, it was built in 1951 by a couple of educators from Chicago who wanted to come up here and give Chicago kids a chance to experience the beautiful nature that we all know as Wapaka County.
Okay.
So he found a spot on Lake Stratton and built a camp. That ran from 1951 until 1965, when he sold the camp to another educator who decided to continue the mission, which is, again, to teach kids how to be young adults and to make friends and to enjoy nature. And that camp continued until 1988, when it closed and was sold to another group that still runs it as a camp for kids on beautiful Stratton Lake. So we're coming together for the 25th anniversary of the first reunion we had in 1996.
Do the math.
Yeah, that's right. Look at my hat. Yeah. And it'll also be the 70th anniversary of when the first guy built the camp.
Okay, so I would imagine you have people coming in from all over the country.
We're going to have people coming from California, from Florida, from Reno, Nevada. I think there's one in Canada who's thinking of coming back down. Most of the people are going to come from the Chicago area, but a lot of the kids have since moved on in their lives to other areas of the country. But when they hear Camp Wapaka reunion, they get excited and they will gather for a weekend, August 27th through 29th this year, on Little Lake Stratton.
It sounds better than a class reunion.
Oh my gosh. It's a lot more fun.
You know, camping, you
it's
know,
camp.
Skipping stones and nature walks and campfires and ghost stories and s'mores.
All that stuff.
And when you're a kid, those are great memories.
You know, for a lot of people, their college friends are their best friends, or their high school friends are their best friends. For me personally, it is my camp friends are my closest friends. I've known Paul for 48 years. I did the math this morning over breakfast. We've known each other for 48 years.
Without a calculator.
Okay. I came up with that. If I didn't do the math earlier in the day, it would have been a different number.
Okay. Great. So I assume that either you were at the camp or you were staff members at the camp.
Well, we both started as campers.
Okay.
I started in 66 as a little camper and was just scared to death to go away because I lived on the north side of Chicago, Belmont and Sheridan, in the Cubs' backyard. And so, you know, for me to come out of the cement to go to this amazing camp was just amazing, a little scary. But we studied nature, and then we got to go water skiing and golfing and archery. It was like a country club. And so I came back and kept coming back as a camper and as a counselor in training and then a junior counselor. And then finally, I came back as a senior counselor and finally as the fine arts director. I gave myself that lovely title. And I gave myself a cabin that I had to keep all my costumes and the props and scripts. And I did a lot of shows at Camp Wapaka, which was a part of the fun of going there.
So obviously it made a lasting impression at a very young age.
It caused me to become a teacher. And I went to school because I could be a teacher for 9 months and then come to camp for 3 months.
And be a teacher.
Again, you know, so. But
in nature.
In nature, that's
out
right.
Out in the outdoors.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Well, but you're probably like every typical kid. You're scared the first day, and then when it's over, you don't want to leave.
That's correct. That's exactly it.
Wayne, I started in 1970. I was 11 and a half years old. I'd never been away from home. I was homesick. But I remember the first lunch, we take a bus up from Old Orchard Shopping Center in Skokie, Illinois. Four Greyhound buses bring up 120 kids. And I got off that bus, didn't know anybody, literally no one. I'm scared to death. We go to our cabins, and then we go to lunch right away. And I remember at lunch, the counselor, he did horse and goggle, you know, 1, 2, 3, horse and goggle, where you throw out a number of fingers.
Right.
Count them up, and then, you know, whoever it lands on. Because he didn't want to eat his dessert, so he would horse and goggle and give away his dessert. I got ice cream for dessert, a second ice cream, of his. And that, I still remember that to this day.
Right.
You know, 51 years later, that made such an impression on me. And I continued on for 12 summers, 8 weeks every year, camper, CIT, junior counselor, counselor. So when people ask me, where have you lived in your life? I say, well, I lived in Chicago, and then I lived in Glenview, Illinois. And then I spent 2 years in Waupaca, Wisconsin. They're like, what? I said, yeah, I spent 2 months a year for 12 straight summers. That's 2 years of my life
right.
spent in Waupaca.
And when you were a counselor, did you give your dessert away? No.
No comment, Wayne. No comment. No comment, Wayne.
As he shakes his gut.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's all good. That's all good.
It is.
I just, of course, went on Facebook or online somewhere.
You checked our page.
It said the cabins, they're, you know, 1, 2, 3, but they each have a name as well.
Indian name, correct.
So tell me about the names.
One of the years, I think the program director decided we should honor the heritage of Native Americans. Now, of course, today it's politically incorrect, I think, but the intent was good. So instead of Cabin 1, that became Navajo. And instead of Cabin 2, it became Comanche and Pawnee and Illini.
And it's okay today. You can use an Indian name for a cabin.
Absolutely. We don't want to lose that heritage, and we honored it. And
it's frankly, tradition, and it's you're honoring
right.
the Native Americans.
Right. And these kids probably didn't have any idea that there were so many different tribes. Now,
exactly.
The sad thing that we didn't do back then was to give them a little history of each of their cabins so that the kids would know where the Oneida tribe lived and where the Pawnee or the Cheyenne lived.
It was more symbolic.
Now we would have done
anything.
It. Now we right. would do it. But, you know, back then it was enough to have the names of it. It confused the heck out of everybody.
And again, don't forget, boys coming from the North Shore of Chicago, they didn't know anything about Native Americans. So to have these names there, it may have sparked something in them.
Right.
You never know.
Right. Well, it sparked something in you.
It did.
So how many people are you expecting at this reunion? Do you have any guesstimation?
You know, we've had several reunions over the years at camp. We come up every summer, but only every 5 years do we rent the facility.
So just to repeat, Mike and I have been here every summer since the beginning in 89, 90?
I kept coming up into the 80s and 90s because at some point along the way, I married a kitchen girl who used to work in the kitchen of Camp Waupaca.
You go, boy.
Absolutely.
Boy, did he get extra desserts.
Yeah.
I tell you.
It didn't last, but at least I can say that I'm the only person to ever marry a kitchen girl.
Perfect.
The only staff member ever. So, this, you know, over the years we've had whole families come up with their kids and their grandkids, and it was wonderful for them to see it. But, you know, once in a lifetime may be enough for you to return to camp. Now, there are multiple offenders, as I call them, the ones that love to come back. Repeat offenders that love to come back to camp because
handcuffs not included.
Not included.
Exactly right. So, we're hoping for about 40 to 50 people this year.
And some of them will actually sleep in camp. On the old bunks, and they'll bring their own sleeping bags and pillows and sheets. Others will only make an appearance during the day, and then they'll go back to a local motel or hotel.
Out at the Par 4 or wherever.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. You know, some people that will be coming are in their 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
So, you know.
A little hard for them to sleep on a cot.
I wouldn't want to sleep on a cot or a bunk, you know, at that age.
But Mike and I, because of our virtue of our authority, we get to sleep in one of the nice cabins that have real beds.
Perfect.
Those are the owner's cabins and the infirmary, you know, where the kids would.
So this camp is still running.
Yes.
Do you have any clue how many kids actually go to camp every summer at
I don't know. They have it's called Camp Young Judea now, and they've been running it since.
What's it called?
Camp Young Judea.
Okay.
They've been running it since 1989, and they have, you know, back then for us, you either went for the first 4 weeks, the second 4 weeks, or all 8 weeks. Now they have multiple sessions. Nobody wants to send their kid away, you know, for that long anymore, not only because they don't want to spend the whole summer like that, but it's expensive. When I first started, it was $750 for 8 weeks. Now I think it's $750 a day almost to send your kid to camp.
So
they have week-long sessions. They have two-week-long sessions. They have three-week-long sessions. They overlap a lot. So I really don't know how many.
Well, when we were just giving you an idea, we had roughly 12 cabins. They all had maybe 8 or 9 kids in them. So some years we had 90 to 100 for the first 4 weeks. We had maybe 120, 130, second 4 weeks. And some years we packed the whole camp. Now I think they're around 100, you know, per little session, depending. It's
right,
like Mike
right,
said,
right.
Some of them come for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Well, it's $750 a pop.
I'm joking in terms of $750 a day.
I know,
but
I know.
It can probably run upwards of $1,000 a week.
Yeah, right. So when you look at summer camps around the country, that's the rate is about $1,000 a week. And you're thinking about food and bad programming and insurance.
Oh, I'm not knocking it. Yeah. You know, inflation.
Sure.
So exactly. That's just the way it is. I mean, hamburgers at Mickey D's used to be 59 cents.
Right, and now they're, you know, a couple of bucks, three bucks or whatever.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, have fun, gentlemen.
Thank you, Wayne.
It's been a pleasure meeting you. I think everyone in Waupaca is going to enjoy this story, and it's part of our community, and a lot of people don't even know it's there.
Well, here's what we hope is if they go to our website, which is simple, www.campwaupaca.com, they can look in there, and if they know somebody who is a counselor or a kitchen girl or a maintenance person, we'd love to
locally.
See them. We'd love to see them.
You might see your ex-wife.
No. You never know, Wayne.
You never know. Life is.
But we would like to see people from town. Every time we come, every year we come, we see someone. We saw Neil Whitey Nelson from time to time.
And, okay.
You know, who else have we seen? Bob Tester.
The Kramers, who used to own the Kramers.
Corey Kramer. She
just
passed away
what,
a couple
100?
Years ago. 90-something. So we keep in touch with the locals.
So a lot of the vendors are still our friends, too.
I'm in contact with the Wanty family, you know, the Wantys that are from town. So we always like to reach out to the locals
over
here. Know
that August 27th through the 29th, a lot of people are going to be in our local businesses, in our local restaurants. You might run into somebody you know.
Yeah, they'll be wearing a shirt or a hat that says Camp Waupaca.
Come on up and say hi.
Come on up and
absolutely.
Say hello.
Absolutely. Love
Waupaca.
To chat with you.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful reunion. It's been a pleasure talking to
both of you.
Paul, one last thing. There will be a display at the Waupaca Historical Society. We were just over there. They're going to set up this big case with all of the materials. It's free to come in, of course, to see it. But it does. It talks about the history of Waupaca from 1951.
When is that display going to be?
They're shooting for Memorial Day.
It'll be open from Memorial Day all the way through the summer till after our reunion.
Oh, wow.
So, go in and say hello.
Memorial Day to Labor Day.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the easiest way.
That's what I call summer.
That's summer.
I don't care what the calendar says. That's summer.
Absolutely.
Well, have a blast.
Thanks, Wayne.
It's been a pleasure. This is fun stuff, and I love it.
All right, Wayne.
Thank you.
Community Conversation, I'm Wayne, and this is Waupaca Radio FM 96.3.